This is what Earth democracy looks like. The diversity, the integrity, the joy, the beauty, that's what we're going to build on. What's happening at COP15 is the death of democracy. It's an attempt to undo 20 years of work on a legally binding agreement. People are not in Copenhagen to bury the climate treaty. They are here to implement it with an acceleration. To the governments who would like to cheat the world, cheat the earth, cheat their own people, like the Danish government, which comes with a mysterious text out of nowhere, or the United States government that is playing games with India and China to undo the international obligations, we want to tell you from before, when you arrive for your political circus, we will not be supporting you. We will not be cheering you. We know we need climate action now. I come from the Himalaya. I just had an office in Delhi. I don't live in Delhi. It's a polluted city. The automobile has taken over. I come from the Himalaya. Our glaciers are melting. Our villages are getting flooded out or drying up. Agriculture is collapsing. 90% of the food production in my area has collapsed in this year. 70% of the streams have dried up. And that is not happening if because of what the local people did. My journey in the environment movement began with Chipko, where women came out to hug the trees. We are now hugging our mountains and telling the polluters, you've got to stop polluting. Because you are stealing our water, you are stealing our food, you are stealing our snows. And for the leaders, we want to say, you took the world for a ride with Kyoto. You created a system to reward the polluters. $30 billion the polluters have walked away with carbon trading. The time is long past for big capital to make more money. The earth must call the shots. The earth will write the rules. So while we defend a legally binding treaty and we defend the countries that insist on a legally binding treaty, we also know there are things we can do. I do ecological farming. I protect seeds and biodiversity. I've written a book on what we have achieved. 40% of the solution to climate change lies in organic ecological farming in the hands of small farmers. That is also 100% solution to hunger and poverty. The pathetic European Union is dangling $2 billion for climate adaptation. Every year, the big countries take out trillions of dollars in royalty payment for seed. India alone spends $30 billion on chemical fertilizer subsidies that are then going up into the atmosphere and causing nitrogen oxide pollution. And nitrogen oxide is 300 times more lethal. If you add up all the money being taken out of the South, it's about $3 trillion. We could stop climate change tomorrow while also stopping the exploitation of the poor and the injustice against the poor. And when it comes to food and farming, we can decide what we eat, we can decide what we grow. When it comes to mobility, I celebrate Copenhagen and Denmark. I was driven here on a bicycle. It's not the car, but the bicycle that is the future. It's not GMOs, but organic farming that is the future. To the corporations and their friends in some governments, we want to say your time is over. Your time is over. A new world is being born. We will build this new world. We will compel the corrupt governments to stop corrupting the world and contaminating the atmosphere for their partnership with corporations. Corporate rule has had its day. We told them in WTO, it's over. WTO hasn't got up after that. Let this be the time where you, marching to the COP15, tell the leaders, we have the power, we will change, and we will be the change we want to see, and no one is going to stop us.